Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, beautiful Beamer family, and happy President's Day. Some of you actually get the day off of working, not me, but I love what I do, so to me it's not like work. Well, today I am flying solo, and so if you feel like you would like to press one and join in at any time, please feel free to do so. I'm going to go ahead and start with some announcements. First of all, the Beamer corporate office in Carlsbad is closed today. So just so you know, they will reopen tomorrow. We also have a national sales call this Wednesday, February 19th. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I really like this. You know, we're getting better and better at streamlining here at Beamer. And in the past, you used to have the Zoom meeting link. Well, now it's really easy. The link is BeamerMeetings with an S, meetings.com. So if you want to join this meeting and you don't have, you know, you're not near a computer or you've lost your information, all you have to remember is BeamerMeetings.com. So I think that's really cool. Helps me out. And remember that we have a promotional bonus going on right now. If you sell 5,001 points by March 31st, so that's between January and March 31st of this year, you will receive a $1,000 bonus. And then you're also going to be getting a Pacesetter jacket that they're going to be giving out. And then also please remember that, I don't know if all of you know this, but we have new equine social media pages that have been announced on Facebook and Instagram for the Beamer horse set. And the national convention, remember, is coming up. Now, why do I go over this every single time we talk blog talk? It's because we have new people joining us. So we want to make sure that everybody's up to date. So the national convention is May 8th and 9th in Dallas, Texas. And you can still get tickets to sign up for that. We also have a It's an educational workshop that's happening on May 7th. And that's the day before the national convention. And it's going to be in the afternoon, and you can sign up for it in the back office. And I'll just read what it says here. For the first time ever, Beamer is conducting a six-course education workshop at the National Convention this May. Conducted by our industry's leading experts, these engaging workshops will give you top-level strategies to honing your leadership skills and building successful teams. So make sure you check that out if you're going. It's a wonderful opportunity for all of us. And then remember, we do have the Discover Beamer National Tour event that's going to be taking place this year. The very first one is happening this Saturday in Carlsbad, California. And in the back office, they have them all listed so you can see what's coming in your area. I know people like to plan. So the next one is in Houston, Texas, and that's going to be March 14th. So if you have to put your travel plans together, you have the heads up here. And then after that, in April, it's going to be Detroit. It says Detroit Marriott Troy. So I don't know what that means for you. Those of you in Detroit, I'm sure that means something to you. But that's April 4th. Okay, so those are the announcements there. And then we also have many new events. So in the past, when we go back to the event search page, there wasn't a whole lot back there. But I want to encourage all of you to go back there and take a look, because now you're able to see different health lectures that are happening, business presentation, not just academies. And the other thing for the Beamer, the academies, you know, the night before, we always have a Beamer presentation. And this is a wonderful way for you to introduce Beamer to people. And, you know, I constantly say the more academies that you personally attend, the more that you get out of it. So those are my announcements for today. Before I get into the topic of what I'm going to be talking about, I do have somebody calling in on the line, so I'm going to have them join us. We have area code 509. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Shu from Spokane. How are you today?
Absolutely wonderful.
Awesome. I was curious on the Beamer experience, if by chance any of those might be live streamed this year.
As of now, I have not heard of any of them being live streamed. I do know that they, now this may have changed, but the latest that I recall is that, you know how we used to have Beamer Saturdays? And
yes,
the Beamer Saturdays, I believe they're going to try to do one every quarter or three a year, and those are live streamed. But as far as the Discover event, that's a very good question, and I'm going to actually ask people in the know and find out. But I don't believe so at this point. Great question.
Okay, that's awesome.
So how long have you had your Beamer? I want to know.
2.5 years.
Really? And can you give us any of your personal ahas or what you've noticed?
Oh, my gosh. You've heard my testimony, I'm sure, before. I got shot up over in Vietnam, and I had 42 pieces of shrapnel and 2 bullet holes in me, and they said I'd probably be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. But the last 2 years, 2.5 years on the Beamer, there's nothing I can't do anymore. I mean, I'm still going hunting and fishing and riding my bike all summer and stuff. And my wife continually keeps saying to me, can't you just sit down for a while? I mean, this thing is an energizer bunny. And Bettina says it best.
Well,
it's a gift that just keeps on giving.
I love it. And I do remember your testimonial. And I think it's worth sharing again and again. And hallelujah. So did you try the Beamer a lot? I mean, what made you actually purchase the Beamer? Was it the trying the Beamer, or just that you got the science of it?
I've used magnetics for 15 years prior, and so I knew magnetics had an effect. And a good friend of mine, we were always crisscrossing in marketing companies, and we were always sharing the next big thing. And Helen Miller called me from Tri-Cities, Washington, and she said, you got to come down and see this. I think I found it. And it was in a doctor's office, and I went down there, and I jumped on there for 8 minutes, and I said, yeah, I got to have one of these. And I ordered one that day. It just didn't take me any time
Hallelujah.
At all to know that this was the next big thing in my lifetime and stuff. And it's I love it so much. It's just crazy, absolutely crazy. I just don't go anywhere out of anywhere. Without it. I'm going to Montana this week for an event, and it'll be in my car running all the time.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And I'll get that information about the Discover live stream, if it will be, and maybe I will actually get the Veronises on the national sales call to announce that, so we're all in the know on Wednesday night. Okay?
Okay.
So
like
stay
a deal.
Tuned
I
for Wednesday
it.
Night. You're
yeah.
welcome. You
Love
have
you
a beautiful
bunch.
Day, and thank you for calling in. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We do have another caller on the line, area code 530. 530, you are now, let's see, it's thinking. Now you're on live on Blog Talk, 530.
Hi, good morning, Mary. This is Bridget from California. And,
hi, Bridget from California.
Thank you so much for hosting this call. I wasn't sure there was going to be one today. I have a suggestion, and I know there's,
yes.
Is there a leadership call every Tuesday night, or is that a once-a-month affair?
Well, that may be a regional call that your regional person has set up.
It's not that. It's from what I understand.
Are you talking
the
Beamer presentation?
No. It's only for, excuse me, it's only for, I think, group leaders and above, and it's, I believe the corporate does it and it updates them as to aspects in the field. That's what I thought, but I could be wrong. But it is.
Yeah, when the managers, we have one manager's call a month where we get updated.
That's it. It's the manager's call. Okay, so you had that already this month. So is there any way, what I'd like to know is if, given the issue of non-shipping in the U.S. of the Beamer Pro, if a suggestion to make an extension for the $1,000 additional bonus until the end of April, extend it out a month, given the fact that we're not shipping Beamers now for a week.
Well, great minds think alike. Many people have asked that question, and they are looking at that, and they will probably make an announcement. So that's another thing that I will make sure that the Veronis's address at the national sales call, okay?
Okay,
I'm making my little notes here. So, yeah. So we'll get that addressed at the national sales call.
Yeah, I did it too. I did owe two Shoe's recommendation to have them live broadcast, but I think that's a great tool to enthuse people to just another step forward towards purchasing a Beamer.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to. I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and it's purely for that sense, is that I'm wondering out loud here, is that if they don't live stream it, it may be that they don't want everybody to stay at home and just live stream it instead of participating. Because, you know, when you go to the Beamer Academies or any of the Beamer events, it's truly the synergy of getting everybody together, hearing the stories, making the connections and networking and all of that, that is truly magical. So that's just in the back of my mind that I'm thinking why they might not. But it's many people have asked that. So I'm going to talk with the Veronises and ask them to address both of those issues, just so everybody's on the same page and knows what's coming.
Sure, and I understand that thought. But, you know, for example, I haven't checked, but I was told that they expected the Carlsbad event to be sold out, you know, weeks before the event. So there's the aspect.
Very
of
good
selling.
Point.
Okay. And also, I mean, I would attend every one if I could, but, you know, you usually go to the one that you're closest to. But every one
exactly.
is exciting. So it's just a tool
yeah.
to bring people together in your living room or in your local area. And, you know, it's. I think there.
I'm
know
in agreement.
Money, so So
yeah.
I can understand. I'm sure there's a financial cost to it too, as well, for the company. So that may not be where they want to allocate those funds right now. But anyway, it was an idea.
It's a good idea. So we'll make the suggestion and we'll see what they do with it. And did
good.
I actually? I did mention that the Beamer Pro and the Classic are on hold, or did I skip that in my announcements? I think I skipped it.
No, you didn't mention it, but I think most
okay,
of us know that by now.
I'm sure everybody knows. And, you know, let's put our positive energy out there that the situation and issue will get resolved rather quickly and that we'll just be back to normal. So Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in, Bridget. I really appreciate it. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, that was it for today. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller coming in, and that is area code 978978. Whoops, you're now live on Blog Talk.
Yes, good morning, Tim Lippincott in Massachusetts. Appreciate you guys doing this call. It's wonderful. And I was just going to question if there was an update for when we're going to have the clearance of the 5,000 units, because I have someone who's chomping at the bit for a Beamer, and one of my distributors has the same, and obviously having people wait is no fun.
Yeah. Albert sent out an update, and I can't remember, my days go so fast, but he did send out a video update announcing that they have he mentioned that it had to do with the certification, the classification that it's under, and that's what they're taking a look at. They have hired legal counsel that are specialists in the field, in that field of customs and, you know, FDA and all that. So they're doing everything that they can. They're not taking this lightly. And, you know, I'm sure that as soon as they have word, and that's why I say we all need to put our collective energy out there and, you know, prayers or whatever, that seeing this happen and resolved rather quickly. But, yeah, we're all in the same boat, and I don't have any more news than that.
So I guess the point is there is no projection of when. It's just got to wait.
No, we're dealing with the government. I mean, think about it. They were, I think that they were held up for 2 or 3 weeks before this happened. And have you ever been on the phone with a computer issue and you think it's a quick phone call and 4 hours later you're still dealing with it? And you think, okay, I'm going to get off the phone and, you know, the next minute I should be off this phone. And then it extends for another 3 hours. So, you know, we're dealing with government agencies and not just one. We're dealing with two that are having to, you know, talk back and forth with each other. And that's where at this point, you know, sometimes I just focus on seeing a real good outcome because that's what I do in my coaching and it works. So I'm just putting my collective good, happy thoughts that this is going to be resolved rather quickly. Don't know how, but it just will. So that's
okay.
All I can offer.
All right. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. We have another caller. Let's see here. My computer's not working too good today, so I'm going to bring on area code 910. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. Good morning. Well, sort of morning. It's noon here.
And who are we talking with?
Jane McLaren. Sorry, this is Jane from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hello.
Hi. I was just listening to last Wednesday's chat because I missed it. Debbie Broily was talking about this order was so much bigger than normal. Mary,
yes.
And that was a highlight there. And also in the back office, and I looked at the bottom, the very bottom of Albert, our CEO. I keep calling him Albert because what's his last name? Bosch?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. This is not affecting the horse set.
Correct.
This is only affecting, did you see that too? It is only affecting the Pro and the Classic.
Yeah, well, basically what happened is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just said it doesn't look like it's affecting the horse set at all.
No, what happened is Albert Bosch made a commitment that we would not run out of product anymore. So in that commitment, they placed additional orders to come in. So that there, because it's a medical device, that was a red flag to the customs area that, hey, we have, you know, we went from maybe 3,000 units to 7,500 units coming in. So that's what stopped it and had them take a look at it. Now, at this point, you know, people are people, and we have people that are in charge of doing their jobs at Customs and the FDA, and they're working it out. So, yeah, it was meant to be a really good thing that we would not run out of product. And so that's, you know, how it started. But after this glitch, I don't anticipate us having any issues in the future of having product put on hold or back ordered.
Okay, well, I'll do it on Thursday, too. Hopefully it'll be fixed by Thursday. But just so people know, this does not affect the horse set, because I was about ready to kind of hold off a little bit. That's where I concentrate, and that was kind of good news. Gosh, I don't have anything new and exciting to tell you. I just spoke with you last week.
Well, you know, sometimes they say no news is good news. So everything's going good. I think so.
I'm just dealing with a lot of people in crazy, crazy world. Breeding is going on here, and you'd think the whole world stops when Kentucky Thoroughbreds start having their babies, let me tell you.
Oh, how lovely.
It is lovely, Mary. You drive around here, it's not as beautiful, of course, in February as it is in May, but the babies are starting to run around with their moms. You'll see, and you can see that they're new and beautiful, and it's an amazing thing. It's very fun.
Ah, wonderful.
Hopefully we'll get
enjoy
horse
it for me.
To a lot of these breeders.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you so much calling in and sharing. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, well, let's see. How are we going to get our Monday motivated, even though we cannot actually place an order for the Beamer Pro or the Beamer Classic? So are you the type of person that looks at the situation as the glass half empty? And, oh, no, what can we do? Well, in actuality, let's look at the Beamer business as half full, the Beamer glass half full. And before I get into my little topic, I do have someone raise their hand, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on the line to give us their words of wisdom. We have area code 910. I don't know if you want to share something more. Here we go. 910, I'm bringing you back on the line. Did you have something more to share with us?
Excuse me. I would like to share something that's kind of fun, something we were talking about, and it can apply to humans too. We were talking about horses, and my horse is 24, thoroughbred, and he had oral surgery. Now, he's been on the Beamer for about 2 years. So Rainey Hale made the point, she's a veterinarian, after I told her how beautifully he handled everything. In fact, the vets, even now, this is a 2-hour surgery with local, you know, we're there. Anyway, they said he was a joy to work around. And we talked about how the Beamer can save money for people. And also, my point in the call was the time it can save. For your little 8 minutes, 2 times a day, think of all the things you might be avoiding, not to mention sniffly noses and stuff that happens in the winter, but also with horses, how it balances their body and their mind to where they are more accepting with ease of what's going on around them. And I think that can apply to humans too. Do you, Mary?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, back in the day, at the beginning, people would laugh. They'd say, "All you Beamer people are so happy." And it's true, because physiologically, what happens when you have increased blood flow is, you know, more dopamine is released, and you get happier. It's a better state of mind.
And when you're happier and you feel good and you've got balance, I think you're a lot less likely to injure yourself. It's very true of horses, and I think it's probably true of our athletes that have the Beamer.
Absolutely.
And that suppleness that horses get, you put this on a horse before they do their workout ride, let's say, and you don't have to work so hard to get them relaxed because they're already pretty supple and relaxed, so they can kind of go to work a little sooner. I would think that would apply to athletes also.
Yeah, and there again, that's saving money and time.
Yeah, yeah. I love my Beamer, 2 years on it. I'll tell you, it goes everywhere with me. I'm going to go to Florida with it in about a week, and I'm going to be in a assisted living home. You could help me a little bit with that if you have ever done anything like that. My cousin's in there. She's having knee surgery. She's curious about the Beamer. I'd like to go down. I'm going to stay with her in the home and assisted living home, and hopefully they'll allow us to put that Beamer on her after the surgery. And, of course, I'm hoping to be a good poster person for the Beamer. Maybe some will go, wow, I want to feel as good as you do.
Absolutely. Well, and it starts one person at a time. So, yeah, just get it down there and it's kind of see it happening as it should. And, you know, I don't know, every facility is different as far as what they will allow and won't allow, but we have people that, you know, take it into hospitals. And it's truly in just letting them know if you do have to get any type of permission, is letting them know that, you know, it all goes down to microcirculation and point to all of the studies that are done, how microcirculation is key for, you know, healthy cells and rejuvenation, and, you know, it's key to everything. So I think you'll do fine. But just the big deal is that you're doing it, and you'll figure it out as you go. And if anybody wants to call in and give her tips, Jane, I'm sure, will be more than happy to be open ears and hear you. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you again, Mary.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, let's bring on area code 720. 720, you are now live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Mary. This is Mary King calling, and I do have experience with assisted living home. In order to use the Beamer in assisted living, the patient can say, this is what I want. Doctors are not likely, in assisted living, are not likely to disagree or say no, that you cannot do that. But I did find that for each individual who also is living in the assisted living home, you would have to have permission from their physician in order to share it with anyone else. So I was hoping to be able to share it with the group home my sister lived in, but I was not. But she benefited greatly, and one of the times when I was not there, a fellow from a naturopath in Seattle was able to send out a young woman with a Beamer and help my sister with some wound healing. So it's just great to be able to take it in, and it may spark some interest, and others may inquire, and you can have some growth of your business that way, as well as making a big impact on people.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. And I do know that people have had success getting the staff interested in using it, especially the person that heads the facility. And then they're much more open to, I know that they still have rules and regulations to abide by, but it sure makes it a lot easier when somebody gets it and is pro Beamer. So that's another little tidbit. Did you have anything else you wanted to share with us, Mary?
I can't think of anything else. We have so much upcoming, and like you, our very positive thinking and meditating is that perhaps we will see this resolved in the middle of this week with the
Absolutely.
Beamers being held on the dog.
Beautiful. I follow that thought. So thanks for calling in, Mary, and have a beautiful week.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and bring on area code 941. 941, you are now live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Vicki in Sarasota, and I, too, have experience with assisted living. My husband was in assisted living, and we've had a Beamer for 5 years. I went in and just simply put the Beamer on him, taking it as ask for forgiveness later if they protest. And quite frankly, the only people I ever had a problem with the Beamer was in the hospitals when some of the white coat doctors had a very narrow attitude towards it. Assisted living, especially here in Sarasota, they welcomed it. And we had interest in it that the healthcare staff even came by a couple times and asked about it. So I took it to their lunchroom, their staff room, and sat for a couple hours a week with the staff and got interest in it that way as well, too. So my guess, what I'm trying to say is just do it. And if they protest, her sister that's getting ready to have the knee surgery can just say, it's my choice. I want it. And I don't think she'll have a problem. But she's already, hopefully, she's had it a couple, two or three times before the operation. And if they throw a stink about it, just say, oh, sorry, didn't know. I guess that's all I got to say.
Wonderful advice. Awesome. Thank you so much. How long have you had your Beamer?
Oh, gosh, just almost 5 years.
Wow. So did you get it just for your husband initially, or what was your motivating factor?
My motivating factor was my background is in cardiac rehab. And when it was first introduced to us here in Florida back in June of 2015, and I heard Bettina's story about her aunt and all the other people that were there. There was 40 of us, and we heard a few stories. And I knew about microcirculation from my medical training. Not a lot, because they don't teach a lot of it in med school, but I knew it had to do him some good. And I basically bought it because of him. Little did I know how much good it was going to do me as well. So I will say the best thing that Beamer ever did for me was the stress, because taking care of a loved one that's critically ill is very stressful. And had it not been for the Beamer, I don't think I would have made it through it.
How beautiful. Well, I'm happy for you. And I asked you because all of us, there are so many different reasons and why we come to, having the Beamer in our life. And I just think it motivates all of us to remember that you have to share it with people for them to know about it. And so thank you very much for calling in and for sharing that. I appreciate it. And you have a beautiful week, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Beamer Motivational Monday, I was planning on talking about the word planning. So many of us, we all come from different backgrounds. For those of us in the health field, having Beamer in our life, it brings us even closer. It's just like she was saying about being a cardiac in cardiac rehab. She knew about microcirculation, but getting involved with Beamer is even more of knowledge in that area. And there are so many people that don't know about it. And for those of us in the field, yes, we get more in tune, but there are so many people that have come to Beamer with their health challenges that really don't know much about their whole health and looking at their body and being in tune with their body. And what many people have said is that once they get the Beamer and they start feeling better and they learn about microcirculation, and they, we talked about getting the nutrients and oxygen into the cells, and they're their knowledge and wisdom comes from learning more and more. And so people start to say, oh, well, let me look into what are nutrients. And it's a natural progression that people, once they have the Beamer, if they're an intuitive person and somebody that likes to learn, they eventually come across giving things in their life, putting things in their life to actually improve their life, not just the Beamer, but they're more aware of what they're putting in their body, so they're feeding their body better, giving them better nutrients that can actually get to the cell. So all of being with Beamer is a natural progression of giving more and more wisdom. So why do I say all that? Because when it comes to motivating us to get out there and share the Beamer, there are different types of personalities. And the personality that says, oh my gosh, I don't know anything, and so I have to learn. So there are people out there that are distributors that they go to all the events, they listen to everything, they're back in e-learning, and they're learning, but they don't feel comfortable opening up their mouth and really sharing Beamer. So for those of you out there that you say, oh, I'm not a salesperson and I don't know how to share it, I want to encourage you to take the first step and remember that for me personally, what made me get out there and open my mouth and say things to people is because of all the events I had been to. People would say, oh, if I only knew about this sooner, so-and-so person in their life would have had a chance and may be alive today. So that's my motivating factor to get me to open my mouth and talk to people and tell them about it, because I don't want to be the person that's holding that. Oh, and somebody said it beautifully the other day. They said, oh, if I know CPR and I see somebody that's having a heart attack and I just walk by not giving them CPR, what kind of a person am I? So I thought that was a beautiful realization, again, of opening our mouth and sharing Beamer with people. So when you go to, we don't have a whole lot of time here, so I'm just going to give you a thought, is that when you go to do anything in life, you have a plan. And these plans sometimes take years to come to fruition. What do I mean by that? Well, NASA, they knew that they wanted to go to the moon, right? Well, they didn't go to the moon in a month. It took years and years of planning and making mistakes, but they learned. By every mistake that they made, they learned from it, and they got better and better. People that want to learn how to cook, well, the very first thing that you do is that you look at ingredients, and you get what you need. But do you know how many cooks and chefs, very professional, famous chefs, have made the mistake of, I'm going to have a dinner party, and they get their recipe and they skim through it and they get all the ingredients and they go to put the ingredients together for their dinner party, and they get to a point in the recipe that they didn't look at very well and they skimmed over it and it said, let whatever they're doing up to this stage, it needs to rest for 4 hours. And they needed this, what they were making, done in 2 hours. So I've heard this so many times from famous chefs doing this. So whenever you start with something, you want to look at all the ingredients and really go by what you need. So let's put that into Beamer sphere. So if you know that you are going to want to share the Beamer and you have all of this knowledge in front of you, well, how do you start? I want to encourage you to do just that, just start. You're going to learn by doing. The best cooks in the world, they still make mistakes. I do. I mean, I teach cooking classes, and I will have different ingredients, and I'll have a thought, well, what if, maybe, and I'll try it. And sometimes it's like, wow, that's incredible. I didn't know by doing this, this, and this, I could have such a beautiful outcome. And other times, it's like, okay, I'll never do that again because, you know, it just didn't work out. But I learned. And that's where, for all of you, don't look at, only only look at what you do when you make mistakes, and I don't look at anything as a mistake. It's always a learning lesson, how to get better and better at doing things. So we're running out of time here. I need to say goodbye to you all, but I want to encourage all of you, if you haven't gone to back to the e-learning platform in the back office, please take the time. There are videos back there that they're only like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, some are 15 minutes. But if you have, give yourself 15 minutes a day just to go back to that e-learning, even if you think you know it all. Actually, there's some really good golden nuggets back there that you may know it, but to hear it again, it affirms what you already know. So I just want to put that out there to all of you to keep your learning going. And next week, we'll go ahead and get into the full topic that I was going to talk about this week. I just don't have time. So you have a beautiful week. Get out there. Be bold. Share Beamer. It doesn't matter that they're on back order and we don't have them available to sell right now. You can still be planting that seed, because remember, it's between the 5th and the 12th time that 80% of all sales are happening. So go ahead and start that, those touches with your new people. Keep sharing Beamer. And have a beautiful day. And thank you so much for joining us today. And for those of you that participated, I thank you as well. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.